This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Good evening, everybody. Real special guest with me right now going out on the phone to my friend, and we're not going to say the year, but we're going to say high school classmate Michael Lackey. How are you, Michael?
I'm well, Cheryl. How are you, young lady?
Thank you for the young lady. I'll call you young man as well then.
That works fine for me, too.
This introduction is long and big. I want to just read just a little bit about what you're doing, and then we'll get into training and how you got there. He is currently in the cast of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera at the Venetian in Las Vegas, a permanent show that is there. He is an equity member since 1978 and veteran of more than 40 shows. This is Michael's fourth company of Phantom of the Opera, having done over 2,800 performances. Not to mention, he's also toured with Carol Channing, Robert Goulet, Juliet Prowse. Yes, I am name dropping, and as many others as well. He's sung with orchestras across the country, written several symphony pieces with his wife, composer Betsy, who's delightful as well, I might add.
Thank you.
Well, tell us, you grew up on your Facebook, because of course we're Facebook friends as well.
That's right.
You talk about growing up in you know, such a small town of Hillsdale, Michigan, and now you're playing the Phantom in Las Vegas. I mean, how do you get there? What training do you go through from high school to get there?
Well, first of all, I need to make the point of saying I'm understudying the Phantom. I don't always play it. I don't want people to think if they come here they're automatically going to see me in the role. But regardless, that's still pretty exciting thing to come from Hillsdale to here. I started out in choir with Mr. Risner, who was very, very important to my musical upbringing from Hillsdale, and continued studying through college, and did take a little private voice here and there, but not a whole lot. I basically was pretty lucky the good Lord gave me an instrument, and I was lucky enough to meet some people who could teach me how to use it. And so I sang my way actually into the Actors Union, into Actors Equity Association, but I got very serious very quickly about learning to act as well. So I wasn't just one faceted performer. I won't say that I'm much of a dancer. I tend to think of that as another version of musical comedy when I get to dancing very much. But I was started out when I was still in college. I went to St. Louis to do St. Louis Municipal Opera for an audition that I knew some people were headed to. And the first time I auditioned for them, fortunately and unfortunately, I was successful, but at that time I got a call just before I was told that I was cast for the summer, that my father was gravely ill, and my mother didn't want me to be gone all summer. So no sooner did I get hired than I had to turn them down. But I was able to go back the next year, and since then I've been very fortunate. I've auditioned for and performed, as you said, in more than 40 productions across the country. And it's something that, it's kind of a tough road, because for an actor, not many people have a job that every time they get a job, they know that it is very soon going to end.
It's true.
Yes, and a show like Phantom of the Opera comes along so rarely in our business that when you get one of these that gives you some semblance of permanence, you grab a hold of it very tightly and cherish it.
Absolutely. Now, you talked about, yes, that you are the understudy for the Phantom. How frequently do you play Phantom?
Well, that's a good question. Usually, for most understudies, in our business, you only get 2 weeks of vacation a year, and that goes for the Phantom as well. I usually don't find out until a month or a few weeks before if the Phantom is going to be taking a vacation. Otherwise, there are personal days, or you simply are waiting for him to get sick. Fortunately for me, I also understudied the role of Andre, and I play several roles. I have my own track in the show. I opened the show as the auctioneer, and it was the first voice you hear in the show.
Definitely.
And then several characters throughout the show that keeps me busy and also rather entertained as I'm doing my job.
And I do know from experience, you said generally you know a bit ahead of time when you are going to play the Phantom, but I know from experience my daughter was out to visit and had tickets for a certain night, and it just so happened something happened, and she got to see you as Phantom that evening.
That is correct. That was totally unexpected, and I was very pleased that I was able to.
Oh, she was thrilled. She was thrilled. In fact, I got a lot out of that, too, Michael. She told all her friends, my mom knows the Phantom. Yeah, she's cooler than your mom. So you so upped my stock with that whole event, because you were so kind to have a cast member meet her and a friend and take her around backstage. I still think she hasn't come down from that one.
Yeah, she... She occasionally talks about her, and because there are so many people who've played the role, she calls me her forever Phantom now.
I think there's a crush going on there. I'm fairly certain of it, but she said it was an extraordinary experience, and in fact, I think her quote was, you ruined her for other Phantoms.
Well,
it's a fan.
I can't
She's
say that
fan.
I'm sorry for that.
That's sorry. Right. She said, I was hoping to actually come out next weekend and see you, but because of this show, I'm going to have to make it a weekend. And I don't want the gentleman who plays Phantom regularly to get hurt. I just wouldn't mind a sore throat that evening.
Yeah, or maybe he wants to spend the evening with his family. That wouldn't hurt either.
We are going to cut out for just a minute here, take a little break and do some commercials, and then we're going to come right back. There's so many different aspects going on in your life. I want to talk a little bit about the theater in particular, the venue where that show is as well. That's an interesting story as well.
It certainly is.
Okay, we'll be right back with more on Fritz and Friends, Cheryl Fritz and Scott Eckersley, with our special guest Michael Lackey in Las Vegas. We'll be back in just a bit.
Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley on 1320 WILS. Joining us once again on the line is Michael Lackey, who is understudy for Phantom in Phantom of the Opera in the Venetian Theater, Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. Tell us about the theater itself. If I understand correctly, the stage was built for this show.
Oh, the theater is magnificent. In fact, when we began rehearsals here in April of 2006, that building was, and including the entire palazzo wing of the Venetian complex, was a giant hole in the ground. And yet, in the period of time that we were rehearsing, in the 6 weeks or so, it grew to become probably the most beautiful venue I've ever had the pleasure of performing in, and I've performed in some really, really nice ones. This it is modeled after the Paris Opera House in Paris, France. It is glorious. It cost $40 million to build this thing, and the phenomenal thing about it is, if you've ever seen Phantom of the Opera before, as the reviewers will tell you, you've never seen it like this, because this is on inside that $40 million theater. They put a $35 million production on the stage. It is absolutely the most exciting thing I've ever been a part of.
And now that's going some. Given your background, that's going some.
I've had a little experience in this, and it's really thrilling. I still love going to work every day.
That was my next question. You go to work playing different parts on different days. The makeup and costuming, of course, is incredible as well. But you can't wait to get there.
No, I really can't. It's really a delightful thing to be able to say, because there's been, like anybody, there have been very good times in my life and very rough times in my life, and I am so pleased to say, I've just stuck with it, and it's so worth it. Every night when I go to work, it's just, it's fun. It's slightly different. Just last night, you never know exactly what's going to happen, too. That's, you know, sometimes you can think, oh, it's time to make the donuts again. But no, it's last night, we were in the middle of our second performance of the night, and our Kristen Herzenberg, who's a delightful lady, got through the first song of the show with this big frog in her throat and just couldn't shake it. And her voice was beginning to shake. And she, right after the first scene that she performs with, that she has a big solo in, she walked off stage and said, I don't think I can do this.
Oh, boy. Night.
And here, her understudy was actually playing a mannequin on the stage during the scene where the Phantom sings Music of the Night. She got through that scene because she doesn't say anything in that scene. And this other girl was a mannequin. She stepped off the stage. They grabbed her and said, you're Christine. And they pulled her downstairs, threw the other costume on, and pushed her back out on stage, literally with one scene in between to make the change. And she did it. She was flawless. She was beautiful, wonderful. Her name is Sarah Elizabeth Combs, and I think the audience got quite a treat.
Well, and you're familiar with that scenario as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's absolutely happened to me. Even now, because of the complexity of the makeup that's happened in various other roles that I've done over my career, but there was once not too long ago, just a few months ago, where our two show days have a very tight turnover in between. We literally have a half hour between when the curtain hits the floor and when the next half hour call is given for us to get into makeup and get started. Mm-hmm. So it's 1 hour exactly from curtain to curtain. That's very little time to get ready for the Phantom because the makeup is so intense. As they were in the final scene and we were almost to bows, stage manager walked over to me where I was standing in the back in the wings and said, I need you to play Phantom, second show. I didn't even bow. I bolted. She didn't even get it out of her mouth, and I bolted for the stairwell and ran downstairs to get out of costume and get in the makeup chair.
That's so, life in the theater.
It is. It is. And it's also it's very nerve-wracking, but at the same time, it's what makes it very exciting and fun.
It is. And you are very generous with your time. The few times that you have off from the show there, a lot of times you come back to Adrian. You and your wife, Betsy, have a home in Adrian as well. And
sure
I just
do.
Saw a wonderful, wonderful production you put together in Adrian recently.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I often get the pleasure of working with the Adrian Symphony Orchestra. And they had a jazz concert, Old Blue Eyes, where I sang 17 songs plus an encore of Frank Sinatra tunes. And it was, oh my goodness, it was so much fun. The band was amazing.
It was an extraordinary afternoon, I have to tell you. Extraordinary.
Thank you.
Now, you and your wife, Betsy, are also work on projects together in composing.
Yes, yes. My wife has been a composer. She has done actually six different commissioned symphony works, and I'm the wordsmith. I do most of the lyric writing. I don't do too much music writing. She's the musician, but she runs Adrian Mall. She's the general manager there. Plus, in her spare time, she's writing commissioned symphony works, which we're both very excited and happy for because many writers go their entire career hoping to get something published or performed, and we've had several performed already, with more being performed this year.
Now we've got that's unbelievable and exciting news that the two of you can work on together, and I know they're extraordinarily well-received. We've got just a little bit of time left, just a minute left. What is Christmas like in Vegas and show-wise for you this week?
Well, Christmas this year is wet. After the first year I was here, I think the first 7 months I was here, I never saw a drop of rain. It has been pouring rain for days out here, and it still is today, and supposed to do it at least through tomorrow, if not Thursday. But it's It's hard because, you know, the family's back in Michigan.
Yes.
And and because everybody's pretty much in the same boat, you really can't let one go and not another go, so they kind of make a blanket rule that nobody can go. nobody can leave town during this period of time. So lucky for me, Betsy gets to close her mall on the 24th, jump on a plane, and get out here for Christmas. But our son, unfortunately, is unable to do that. But we've somehow made it work, and we will continue as long as we can.
Well, very good. Michael, I can't thank you enough for spending a few minutes with us tonight and kind of giving us behind-the-scenes look at one of the greatest shows ever, ever written and performed.
Oh, thank you. And Cheryl, it was delightful to talk to you, and it was also delightful to see you at my concert, and I can't wait to see you out here with your daughter, hopefully.
I will do that. Well, Kaylee's out there right now, so maybe she'll give you a Christmas hug to you and Betsy from me as well.
That's a deal.
There you go. Okay, we'll take that. Thank you so much, Michael Lackey, in the production of Phantom of the Opera at the Venetian in Las Vegas. A must-see if you're there. We'll be right back with Fritz and Friends after these messages.